We don't always pressure people to say, the very first time you hear this message, you've got to give your life to Christ. We don't do that. What we say is, take the time to make the right decision. Take the time to make the right decision. Because I'm convinced if you sincerely consider it, the claims of Christ, the benefits that he offers as you give your life to him, you'll make the right decision. It's inevitable. Take the time to make the right decision.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue with this series called God's Dream for Your Life, we'll learn about the six distinct phases of faith that God takes us through as you pursue the dream he's placed in your heart. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource to help you recognize, understand, and cooperate with the surprisingly predictable patterns God uses to strengthen your faith, develop your character, and achieve the dream he's given you. It's called the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit. You can take a sneak peek at this six-session study by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called How to Make Wise Decisions.
Now, in America, we love decisive leaders. And we think that true decisive leaders are those who can make quick decisions. But quickness is not really a matter that's important, really. Would you agree that it's easier to make a fast decision than it is to make a good decision? Sure you can. You can say, yeah, no, sure, right, no. It takes nothing at all to make a quick decision. It takes a lot of wisdom to be able to make a right decision. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about decision making. And in your outline, if you'll take that out, James chapter 1, verses 7 and 8 says this. In fact, let's read it together. A person unable to make up his mind and undecided in all that he does must not think that he will receive anything from the Lord. Circle the word undecided. The Bible says that double-mindedness is disastrous, that indecision keeps you from God's best. It says, don't let that person think he's going to receive anything from the Lord. It says there that if I can't make up my mind about what's really important in life, that I am limiting God, that I am courting disaster, that I will miss God's best for my life, and that I will never grow in character, if I don't learn how to make wise, godly decisions. Our decisions determine our destiny. Our choices determine our character, either whether it's developed or whether it's destroyed. When you have a dream from God, you have to go to the second phase, and that's what we're going to talk about today, how to make the right decision about it. God gave Moses a dream of leading the children of Israel out of 400 years of slavery. But Moses had to make the decision to confront Pharaoh. God gave Noah the dream of saving the world from rain. Noah had to make the decision to build the ark. God gave Abraham the dream of building a brand new nation. But Abraham had to make the decision to leave everything he had, all of his comfort, all of his security, and go out into the unknown. You will never face the true decision or the true dream of God in your life until you come past this stage of decision making. Now, the Bible is full of examples of the effect of wise decisions. And this morning, what I want to do is two things. Number one, I want to illustrate the importance of decision making, because we tend to make decisions very frivolously. And then I want to give you a biblical, simple, workable plan on how to make biblical decisions, whether it's in your career, in your marriage, in your finances, in your health, with your children, whatever, your future. There are principles in God's Word on how to make wise decisions. Six steps, if you write these down. Number one, pray for guidance. Pray for guidance. Before you do anything else, get God's perspective on the issue. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:16, a man is foolish to trust himself, but those who use God's wisdom are what? Safe. Would you circle that? They're safe. How many of you have ever made a stupid decision that when you made it, you thought it was the best thing to do? The rest of you are lying. We all get impressions, but most impressions are just that. They're just impressions. They're not from God. They're just from what you ate last night. You know, they're just ideas that pop into your mind.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. The second half of today's message is coming up.
Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Pastor Rick calls these steps the six phases of faith. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you give a financial gift to help support this ministry, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit, which includes one teaching DVD with six video lessons on it and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request the Everything is Possible with God study kit for yourself or a loved one. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
The night before our wedding, when I was going to marry Kay, I had an incredible, overwhelming impression. It was this: run! If I had followed that impression, it would have been the greatest mistake of my life. You need something greater than simply intuition. Something greater than just gut feeling. Something greater than, well, I think. You need absolute truth on which to base your decisions. You need God's guidance. You pray for guidance. The Bible says the peace that Christ gives guides you in the decision you'll make. And so the first question you want to ask in a decision is, what does God want? What does God want? Not what do I want, but what does God want? Now, once you've done that, number two, you get the facts. There is no contradiction between faith and facts. There's no contradiction between finding out all you can before you make a decision. Proverbs 13:16 says, every prudent man acts out of what? Knowledge. Circle that. Knowledge. You know, when I was down with pneumonia the last couple weeks, I watched a couple days of daytime TV. That made me sicker. And they have all these ads on daytime TV like, you can own your own acre of California high country, and you don't even have to see it. Just send your money. I'm going, now what kind of nitwit's going to do that? You've got to get the facts. In 1979, I was considering starting a new church. I had no doubt God wanted me to start a new church. I had a dream. But then I began to do research, and I studied areas all over the U.S. and studied this area. And I wrote to people, and I met with county planning commissioners, and I looked at demographic statistics, and I talked to people, and I got information. And then I made the decision and stepped out in faith. You say, why didn't you just move here and start the church without all that study? Because the Bible says in Proverbs 18:13, it's stupid to decide before knowing the facts. You know, here in Orange County, we have a lot of entrepreneurs. Did you know that 90% of all new businesses fail within the first year? And of those that make it, 90% of those fail within the next 5 years? That's a Department of Labor statistic. Why do so many businesses fail? Because they're based on what I call uneducated enthusiasm. They got a great idea, but they don't get the facts. That, by the way, is why a lot of marriages fail. They're based on uneducated enthusiasm. I'm in love. That's why if you get married in this church, by one of our pastors, we require premarital counseling. Why? So you get the facts. But I'm in love. Yeah, okay. And in 1 week, you're going to hit a brick wall. So if you're thinking about getting married, pray for guidance and get the facts. And you ask the question here, what do I need to know? What do I need to know before I make this decision? Then whatever it takes, you find out, you attend the seminar, you read the book, you listen to the tape, you get the counsel, whatever it takes, you do the research, you pray for guidance, you get the facts. Number three, ask for advice. Ask for advice. Talk to somebody who's made a similar decision. Talk to friends who know your weaknesses and ask for advice. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:6, let's read it aloud together. The more advice you get, the more likely you are to win. Somebody asked Henry Ford one day, who founded Ford Motor Company, what's the secret of success? He said, wise decisions. Wise decisions. Then somebody said, well, how do you learn to make wise decisions? He says, from experience. Well, how do you get experience? Making stupid decisions. Now, it's wise to learn from experience, but it is wiser to learn from the experience of others. And so you ask for advice. I don't have time to learn everything by personal experience. I don't have time to make all the mistakes in life, and you don't either. Life is too short to learn everything by trial and error. I don't have to look at certain sins and know they're bad for me. I can see the results in other people's lives. You can learn from other successes and you can learn from others' failures. So if you're wise, you don't try to learn everything firsthand. You also learn from the experiences of others. That's why the Bible says we've given these stories in the Bible that we can learn from and grow. Life's too short. So you learn to ask for advice. The Bible says, get good advice and you will succeed. Proverbs 20:28. I remember a few years ago, Kay was having a birthday, and she always likes to have German chocolate cake on her birthday. And so she was gone for a couple days over to Phoenix, and so I thought, I'll make her a German chocolate cake. Now, I knew that you could get, like, yellow cake and, you know, stuff like, you know, devil's food cake in a box. I didn't know you could get German chocolate cake in a box. I thought you just had to, like, do it from scratch. So I got this recipe, and I'm not exaggerating this. I started at 7 o'clock at night, and I finished at 11 p.m. Man, I'm shifting the egg whites, and I'm stirring, and I'm adding this. And I get it all ready, and at 10:45, you know, I'm ready to put it in the oven. And all of a sudden, I'm going through the list, just checking it again, and it said, I had forgotten to put in, it said, 1 cup of buttermilk. I'm going, now, oh, man, where do I put this in? I mean, do I pour it over the top? You know, do I make a little trough around the cake? You know, I mean, what am I supposed to do with this buttermilk? I didn't know. I wasn't about to ruin all that effort I'd done. So at 10:45 at night, I did the biblical thing. I called my neighbor. I wake Marty up out of bed. She gets up. She tells me on the phone what to do with it. And the cake turned out all right. Why? Get good advice. And you will succeed. Now, you know what the problem is? The problem is we would rather appear wise than be wise. And so we don't want to ask other people when we don't know. We think, well, I'll look like a dunce. So we don't want to tell anybody that we really don't know. We'd rather appear wise than be wise. But it's more important to be wise, and wise people, the Bible says, ask for advice. If you can't ask for advice, you've got an ego problem. That's why the Bible says arrogant people are stupid. They're stupid because they're unwilling to be teachable. And if you can't learn, you'll never succeed in life. All of us are ignorant, just on different subjects. That's why we need to ask each other and help each other out. You know some things I don't know. I know some things you don't know. I hope somebody knows if this isn't going to rain through here. It leaked on the pulpit in the last service. But the Bible says that wisdom and humility go together. So pray for guidance, get the facts, and step three, ask for advice. Step four, on the back of your outline, calculate the cost. Before you make the decision, calculate the cost. There is a price tag for every decision in life. even the seemingly most insignificant decision makes a difference. You know, every time you give a minute of your life to anything, you're giving your life away. You'll never get that minute back. Because when you give your time to something, you're giving your life for it. You can always get more money, but you can't always get more time. You only have a certain number of days. Every decision has a price tag. It will cost you time. It may cost you money. It may cost you energy. It may cost investing your reputation, your talents, getting other resources. There's always an investment to be made. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25, it is a trap for a man to dedicate something rashly and only later consider his vows. Now circle the word trap. The Bible says it is a trap to decide without deliberating, to make a promise without pondering it first, to make a commitment without first considering the cost of that commitment. Now, if there's anything I want you to get this morning, one of the things is this. It is okay when people pressure you to make a decision, it's okay to say, I'll get back to you. It is not as important that you make a quick decision as that you make the right decision. Now, we even say this when people come to Saddleback to consider giving their lives to Christ. We don't always pressure people to say, the very first time you hear this message, you got to give your life to Christ. We don't do that. What we say is, take the time to make the right decision. Take the time to make the right decision. Because I'm convinced if you sincerely consider it, the claims of Christ, the benefits that he offers as you give your life to him, you'll make the right decision. It's inevitable. Take the time to make the right decision. Don't let anybody pressure you. Now, it says it's always a trap when you make a commitment without first considering the cost. Because one of the rules of life, and I've talked about this before, is that it is always easier to get in than to get out. Isn't that true? It's always easier to get into something than to get out. Is it easier to get into a relationship than it is to get out of a relationship? Oh, brother. Is it easier to get into debt than it is to get out of debt? You bet. Is it easier to fill your schedule than it is to fulfill your schedule? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. Oh, sure. Put me down. I'll be there. Pretty soon your whole month's filled up. It's always easier to get in than to get out. So the Bible says, calculate the cost. Jesus told a couple of stories about this. You know, he was a storyteller, as Eddie said. He said, no man builds a tower without first figuring out how much it's going to cost first. No king goes to war unless he first counts the soldiers first to make sure he's got enough to win. So the question you want to ask in step four, when you're trying to make a decision about your career, your family, or whatever, is you ask yourself, is it worth it? You calculate the cost, and then you ask, is it worth it? Is it worth it? H.L. Hunt, who was probably one of the first billionaires in America, one of the Hunt brothers, developed Hunt Wesson Foods and Hunt Wesson Corporation. He said, really, there are only two keys to success in life. Number one, decide what you really want. And two, decide what you're willing to pay for it. Because there's a price tag with every decision. Step five. Step five is prepare for problems. I pray for guidance. I get the facts. I ask for advice. I consider the cost. And then I prepare for problems. I expect the best in faith. Expect God to work in your life. But also prepare for the problems that are coming. Look at this verse. Proverbs 22, verse 3 says, a sensible man watches for problems ahead and prepares to meet them. The simpleton never looks and suffers the consequences. He says the wise person recognizes there are going to be problems in any decision, and he prepares for them. Why? Because even the Bible knows about Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong, it will. I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said, Murphy was an optimist. That's true. What do you mean, if? What do you mean if? They will go wrong. Listen, you can't ignore problems because they're not going to ignore you. So you may as well prepare for them because problems are inevitable. They are a part of life. So the wise person prepares for problems. You ask yourself two questions in this step. What could go wrong? And what will happen if it does? Now, understand there's a difference between preparing for a problem and solving a problem. There's a big difference here. Now get this. Never confuse the decision-making phase with the problem-solving phase. They're two different things. If you have to solve all the problems before you make any decision, you'll be paralyzed, you'll never make the decision. In the 1960s, when President Kennedy said, we're going to put a man, America will put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. He made the decision. Had he solved all the problems before he made the decision? No. In fact, the technology had not even been invented. It was humanly impossible to go to moon when he made the decision to do it. But he made the decision, set it on the national agenda, and then we solved the problems in order to get there.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like an audio copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's also a ton of great resources, so visit PastorRick.com today. Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God study kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-week session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that God says you get to choose how much He blesses your life? God says, you believe and I'll bless. Our part is to believe, His part is to bless. And the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, this is a direct quote from Jesus, according to your faith, it will be done to you. That's the key to starting the great adventure of following Jesus Christ in faith. So if faith is so important, how does God build your faith? Well, He starts with a dream. And then He uses a very predictable six-step method, and He's used it throughout history to lead you to fulfilling that dream. And that process always results in building up your character and your faith in Him. And when you understand this process, then you can cooperate with it. Now, to help you understand the way that God builds your faith, I want to send you a study kit. It's called Everything is Possible with God. And it's a DVD and a study guide that will teach you how to cooperate with God's six phases of faith as He builds your character, deepens your faith, and enlarges your trust in Him. And I want to send this study to you, this kit, just as my thank you for your donation to Daily Hope. I just want to say again that it is your financial generosity that makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, this broadcast is going to places like refugee camps where they can't afford to pay for any broadcast at all. And when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping take the message of Christ to people who have no possible means of supporting it. So let me send this Everything is Possible with God study kit to you as just my way of sincerely saying to you, thank you. Thanks for listening today. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
When you give a gift to help support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes one teaching DVD and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.